Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, three-time Olympic gold medalist, my man Sean White. Yo. Welcome back, man.
Thank you. Three times, that sounds good.
Doesn't it sound good, man?
Okay.
Your event was one of the few that I got to see live actually happen.
Awesome.
When they aired here. It was awesome, and I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
I kept thinking, because we were just talking off air, you get there, the time difference, you don't have that much time to adjust, right? But everyone's on the same page.
Pretty much. Unless you're Korean. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then you just they tell you when your event is, mm-hmm. and you just got to be ready to go, right?
It's pretty wild. I mean, we got there sooner than most events. Normally, I kind of just show up, or you're flying to Colorado or to Mammoth Mountain, and you have a couple days to adjust. It's not obviously like going to Korea, but we got there. You do what's called processing. Mm. Man, you get all your gear. It's like you wear this for interviews. You wear this for opening ceremony, closing ceremony, like
right.
competitive outfits, workout outfits. Like everything's like kind of like organized.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's like a whole day of media. Then you go up to the mountains. You finally see the course. There's all these things that happen. So like by the time I got on the mountain, I was like, gosh, finally, like, to
yeah,
like
yeah.
do what I came here to do.
So it's a major process.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
And congrats again. How does this win compare
yeah.
to the first two?
You know, this win, honestly, it means just as much to me, if not more, than the first win I ever got at the Olympics, just because, you know, that devastating loss at Sochi, you know, and I played it off like it didn't bother me and, you know, it's okay or whatever, but it did. It was a frustrating thing. There's so much prep and build up and what am I going to do after and how am I going to, you know, continue on in the sport of my life, all these plans, and then boom, it doesn't go the way you'd hoped.
Right.
And so to bounce back from that, I'm like, you know, starting to ride again. And it was more that I'd lost the passion for the sport at that point. I had the tricks to win. I just like couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
And so I had to like dig deep, find the love of the sport again. Honestly, it sounds like the cheesiest movie, but honestly, I had to find that passion again.
Right.
I found it. I'm on my way to the next Olympics and then boom, I'm in New Zealand. I take this horrible crash.
In October, right?
Yeah. 62 stitches in my face, bruised lungs. Like I couldn't fly home. And I'm just thinking, wow, like, what's next? Like, how am I going to overcome not only the fear to do this trick, but to do it in competition, all these things. So that's why the Olympics was so heavy. I landed a run that one, I'd never done the combination of those tricks before. And two, the second trick I did was the one that put me in the hospital. So I had to overcome the fear, do
wow.
that trick to win the gold. It was pretty nuts.
That's like a movie right there, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And props to the plastic surgeon for all those scars.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at you, can hardly tell anything,
right,
man.
I was in New Zealand and I'm thinking, okay, what kind of, do I wait to fly home? Like, Beverly Hills, I'm sure they got some people that'll put me back together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
do
yeah.
we just kind of, you know, push it together, hold it.
right,
do I get home like with this? And so, anyways, the doctors were really incredible down there. I lucked out, really
nice.
Talented surgeons, and they stitched me up, and I eventually flew home. And it wasn't the, I don't think, the worst injury I've had, but it was definitely the most visually jarring.
Right. Well, like, I'm sure people at that point were like, okay, Sean, you know what? You don't have anything to prove anymore.
Yeah.
Why don't you retire? And so how mm-hmm. did you sort of deal with that? Because you're older,
yeah.
you've got your life set. I mean, you're successful, so it's not like you need it necessarily.
Yeah.
So how did you answer them, and what made you want to keep going?
No, it was wild. Honestly, you know, my family members were calling me. They're so concerned, all these things, because this doesn't, I've made a whole career out of landing on my feet, you know, and they're like, what happened? What went wrong? And I'm asking myself the same question. And then at a certain point, the big question was like, do I continue on? And at what, you know, level, or do I slow down? What do I do? You know, because they're like, look, you got medals, you've won, you do nothing to prove, you've
right.
made this, you know, your impact on the sport. And thankfully, I'm, you know, well off from the sport, very thankful for all that. And I don't, you know, need to continue on, but I'd set out to do it. And after
yeah.
Sochi, and it's this big plan, and it's where I find fulfillment, you know, in my life. So like to go out there and like overcome the fears to win, you know, I don't know, all of it, even just qualifying, like I
yeah.
get to be an Olympian again. How rare is that? And so that's why winning meant the world to me. And you could see my family, like everyone's freaking out because
oh, yeah.
they know how much I wanted it and how much I'd put in to get it.
No, it came across, man. It was cool. Yeah, you did. It was awesome. And other than winning the gold being the highlight, did you get to do anything fun while you were in South Korea, or was it just game face the whole time?
We did at the end. You know, I was out there with some family members. My girlfriend came out. It was her birthday. So we went down to Seoul and had some fun.
Okay.
And we ran around a little bit. It's just hilarious. Like we had some people that were locals take us around, some great tour guides, and they're like, we got this great bar we went to, and like I'm looking around, it was a raccoon bar. So there's like wild raccoons, not wild, I guess. It must have been tamed somehow.
But nevertheless, like, there's raccoons, like, raccoons in a bar.
It's like raccoons pawing at my drink.
Like, wait, what? Just raccoons kicking it?
Yeah, they're just hanging out. And you
like
know,
decor?
Like, and wow. I'm freaking, because, you know, it's not like you see a raccoon in LA and you're going to approach it. Like,
right. You typically run the
totally.
Other way.
Like, you see them look at you, like, oh, yeah, I'm cool, you're cool, okay.
And it, what a
trip. So, like, you know, we're there, and then obviously, like, they're bringing out food that, like, the plates are moving. Like, it got pretty experimental at the end there.
I bet, because I know, I mean, it's no secret. They eat dog over there, right?
I didn't see any of that, but I heard rumor has it. I don't know.
You didn't get down on any dog?
No, I mean, that was one of those things where they brought out, like, the moving tentacles of, like, it was, like, more of sea creatures, thankfully. You know? But I remember, you know, it's pretty rude to not, like, attempt or at least kind of, like, clear the plate
a
little.
They get offended if you don't actually.
Yeah,
try
I
it.
Put this, like, I'm assuming it was octopus of some sort in my mouth, and, like, I couldn't swallow it because the suctions were still gripping my tongue. I was like, this is nuts.
That's what you call the raccoon.
But, yeah, totally. So, but it was fun. A really beautiful place and beautiful people. Like, so nice. Inviting, so nice. The food, honestly, unless you're going really experimental, is really good. They have these, like, barbecue restaurants.
Korean barbecue is bomb.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
so I had
cool.
a great time.
That's cool. We're glad you're back in one piece.
Yeah,
here.
Thank you.
And your Aaron Style Festival is this weekend,
Aaron
man.
Style.
So tell me about the lineup. What can we see?
I'm so excited. We got Phoenix, Fantagram. We got Zed coming through.
Oh, nice.
Gucci Mane. Bunch of amazing acts. That's what I love. It's like not only the sporting elements, but this huge music lineup. And then the sport's going to be awesome this year. We have a big snowboard contest, and we switched up the terrain. So we got a whole new, like, it's rails, it's handrails. It's like an urban style of snowboarding.
Okay.
But the cool part is you can get really close to it. So before, the ramp was, like, up high, and you couldn't, you see people flying through the air. But this, you're like right next to people, like, whooshing by you, and it's going to be really cool.
That's sweet.
And then we built the entire skate park setup, so that's the first time we're going to have a big skateboard contest.
Oh, nice.
Cement bowl, and it's going to be awesome. So I'm really excited about it. And you know, again, learn to ride areas, people want to come try the sport for the first time, things like that.
That's
it's
me.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
I'm scared.
We'll give you a go.
All right, that's awesome. Yeah. And that sounds really cool. You mentioned skateboarding. Mm-hmm. I hear that's going to be an Olympic sport.
It is.
In
it's
2020.
Crazy.
Now, is it going to be like the street skating or the ramp? What type of...
So they're doing two. Yeah, two different disciplines.
Okay.
One is street, so it's like, you know, handrails and stairs and ledges, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, typical urban skating. And then they're doing what's called park or bowl. It's like a combination of street and vert, I guess you would say. It's
okay.
Kind of like if you would go down to Venice and skate the park at the beach there. That's what,
like,
it's
those empty swimming pool deals.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Sweet.
So I skate vert, which is very similar to bowl skating or park skating. So I'm considering going for it.
Oh,
yeah.
You're considering competing? That'd
it
be
would be
dope.
Nuts. So straight out of winter.
Yes.
I actually skated yesterday to, like, start the
yeah.
the feeling back. But I love skating, honestly, and people don't know that because, you know, I've been pro since I was 16, but it hasn't had, like, the Olympics, a world stage, to really let people know that skateboarding is such a big deal in the world, all these things, and all these athletes that train and compete and put themselves out there just as much as everyone else, you know, they're going to get that moment to be on the big stage there of the world scene.
Yeah,
you.
What a great platform that they get. In 2020,
cool.
It's where?
Japan.
Oh, in Japan.
In Tokyo.
Oh,
I love
okay.
Tokyo.
Some good food there,
you gotta
too.
You got to go, yeah.
So, I mean, essentially, I imagine physically, too, it's a lot of the same attributes, muscle,
yeah.
As far as the, how different is it of an adjustments you have to make?
It's really similar in some ways, but in others, it's so completely different. Like, I always say that skateboarding is more of a technical sport because you're not strapped in. So at any moment, your board can go flying away. It's a lot smaller. You're in tennis shoes, you know.
Yeah.
But snowboarding is the scale. It's so big. If you hit a 90-foot
right.
jump, you can't, like, kick your board away and run out of
right.
it. Like,
would you like
you're
it
not
more?
Bailing. You're going.
Yeah.
Would you like it more to surfing?
Surfing, I feel like, is the most difficult one because you have to read the ocean. You have to
right.
know where the waves are coming
You're
from.
You're not in control of the elements.
And every time it's
yeah.
different, you know, like
true,
when
yeah.
this wave's breaking this way, this one's yeah. going that way, unless you're
right.
lucky enough to go to Kelly's wave pool. But, like,
right,
you know
right,
what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you got to learn how to get on the wave. It's
yeah.
like you're not moving, the water is, and you got to figure that out. But, like, with snowboarding and skateboarding, you know, obviously the obstacles are there. They can vary throughout the day. Snowboarding, especially, like, people fall on the hit you're about to take off on. You're like, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a
yeah,
huge
yeah.
divot right in your spot. You're like, really, dude? Really?
Dude, the skateboard would be so dope. I'm
it
looking forward to
awesome,
seeing that
man.
In the Olympics.
So, yeah.
Oh, I hope you go for it, man.
Thank
we pull
you,
it for you,
you
right
yeah.
there.
Keep an eye out.
And I want to talk, we talked about dogs eating them earlier, which you didn't do. We're all big dog lovers here.
Of
and
course.
I know your dog, you're yeah. a dog lover yourself, and your dog has a big following on Instagram.
Yeah.
Leroy the good boy.
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a Yorkie Maltese. He's a little guy. He's awesome. And it was at the point when I first got the dog, he fit on my iPhone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like tiny. And I'm
he's
thinking,
portable.
Like, what are we going to do with this dog? It was yeah. actually my girlfriend was just had to get this dog. And I'm like, okay, I'll support this. And we get the dog. He fits on the iPhone. I'm like, yeah, I got black couches. I can't see him. I'm terrified.
Yeah,
I'm
going right.
to sit on him. So I'm tiptoeing around the house, but he's just like the best thing that's ever happened to me. He's the best. So while we were in Korea, we went crazy because they have like whole stores that are just dog clothing and sunglasses. And like it was nuts.
Whoa.
So he's got like gear forever now. It's good.
Leroy the good boy.
Leroy
is
the good boy.
How big is he now?
He's, I don't know. He's like this big. I don't know what kid. He fits in the handbag. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's funny because like, you know, we got like a nice carrying case and I look pretty... ridiculous right. cruising the airport with this Louis Vuitton like
a real housewife.
Yeah, totally. It's great.
All right, before I let you go, man, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick mm-hmm. answers. Okay.
Okay.
Current song obsession.
Oh man, Post Malone, Rockstar.
Okay.
They played it at the Olympics when I dropped in.
Yeah,
I was like,
right,
this
yeah.
is it.
That's a Bob's song.
Okay.
For that. Last show you binge watched.
Oh man, Parks and Rec.
Okay.
I went back. I hadn't seen the beginning, so I got deep.
One of our producers lives in Ann Perkins' house.
No way.
He actually bought her house.
Oh, nice. That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Invite me over.
Yeah. Favorite Olympic village?
Oh, man. The Brazilian village. It was the one in Rio.
Yes.
You thought I was going to go winter if I flipped the trip.
No.
Summer, yeah.
Brazilian,
it
was
at the
there.
Beach. I was like, this isn't fair.
Right? Celebrity crush growing up.
Gosh, growing up, it was a tie with Cameron Diaz and I'm blanking on her name.
What, from
Cameron
a show?
Diaz, yeah.
World Cameron?
Well, she was in Spider-Man in the beginning.
Kirsten Dunst?
Boom.
There it is.
Yeah. She had this movie that she was in and it was like this love story movie. And I remember like, we all talked to each other into going to see it. It was the worst movie, but she was in it, so I was like,
yeah,
"We're going."
I think I know that movie you're talking about.
Yeah,
it
was like this love story.
I think I know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, but we were all like this tough snowboard crew. We're like, "We're here to see Love Actually."
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Anyways,
and then last one. If you can go back and tell your 18-year-old self, give him one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh man, enjoy the moment. Honestly, you know, you get so caught up in the next win and the next big thing and the time flies, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'd say live in the moment because I was so hungry for the next win, next thing. And that's been my whole mantra now is just like having fun, enjoying it.
Yeah.
And so
that's good, solid
I tell
advice,
myself
just
to just kind of yeah. like, you know, take a deep breath and enjoy it.
Good, man. Good.
Cheers.
Well, really appreciate you coming by anytime.
All
roll
right.
through. And listen, the Air and Style Festival is this weekend at
this
Expo
weekend.
Park in LA. You can follow him on Instagram @SeanWhite. Thanks, Sean. Let's
Thanks
grab a
for
pick,
having
man.
Me. Cheers.
On with Mario Lopez.